The challenge remains. On the other side, there are formidable forces, money, political power, the major media. On our side are the people of the world and a power greater than money or weapons, the truth. The truth has a power of its own. Art has a power of its own. That age-old lesson that everything we do matters is the meaning of the people's struggle everywhere. A poem can inspire a movement. A pamphlet can spark a revolution. Civil disobedience can arouse people and provoke us to think. When we organize with one another, when we get involved, when we stand up and speak out together, we can create a power no government can suppress. We live in a beautiful country, but people who have no respect for human life, freedom, or justice have taken it over. It's now up to all of us to take it back. And the opening quote this week comes from Howard Zinn. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Powerful quote, that opening quote, ladies and gentlemen, and I've used that quote before, but it is so relevant in the world today that I thought I would use it again. And whether you support Howard Zinn's political views or not, he was very much correct in what he said in that opening statement. Because the world has indeed been taken over by people who have no respect for life, no respect for justice, and no respect for freedom. And the only way the people of the world are ever going to gain any of these things back in their lives is if we all stand up together and take the world back. And we have the power to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We have the power to do it, and we also very much have the need to do it, because it does need to happen. And we certainly do have the power to do it, folks. Look at what recently happened in Syria. The United States and the Coalition of the Criminally Insane was prepared to go to war with Syria, and we stopped that. We, the people of this planet, we made so much noise and brought so much attention to the issue that we stopped the US invasion of Syria. And this is a fact, folks, regardless of what they give you as the reason. It's very obvious that what stopped that invasion was public pressure. So we mustn't think that we can't make a difference if we all combine together and we unite as one global family that respects each other, regardless of our race, religion, color, or creed, and all stand together to hold our public trustees accountable for their actions, then we can make a difference. And that's what I would very much like to see happen. I'd like to see it happen soon, folks, because things are getting a little tight. Things are getting a little desperate. We've got Obama deploying drones for use in domestic situations now. And we're also having drones here in Australia. We've got Australia saying they're going to spray the skies to vaccinate people against cholera, no less. I mean, they've been saying this since October or November or something last year. There was an article that I had on the website. I mean, it's getting out of control, folks. The loss of rights in Queensland, Australia is absolutely phenomenal. And people just don't seem to be doing anything about it. I mean, even a lot of people in the alternative research community, they're investigating all of this stuff, which is completely unrelated to the world that they're living in. People are still arguing over the finer points of 9/11 and how the buildings came down and who's responsible. People are still debating what the sun's made of and whether it's an electrical universe or not. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. People are still arguing and debating over who killed JFK, for God's sake. And meanwhile, the walls have been built all around them and the prison door is very rapidly swinging shut. People are arguing and pointing the finger at one another and trying to figure out who's a spy and who isn't. People are thinking that the illusional world that they live in is all-powerful and they can never escape it. People think the Illuminati are all-powerful and they can never get out of their terrible grasp, when really it's we who have the power. We can create any world we want to live in if we simply choose to participate in it. But rather than doing that, there are so many people who simply buy into the fear, buy into the spy novel version of what's going on, and sit back and watch the world become the prison that they so fear being created. And yet it's being created due to people's inaction and due to people's continual bickering and fighting and finger-pointing amongst each other. It's absolutely shocking. And not only that, it isn't just due to the finger-pointing and the fighting, it's also due to people's willingness to always follow other people and always get led down the garden path and led down some blind alley rather than taking responsibility for themselves and taking control of their own lives. So when you look at these people and when you get involved in these people and you listen to the information that they're presenting you, just ask yourself, are they presenting you with solutions? Because the solution, first off, before anything else, has to be to empower you to unite with the people around you, put down the barriers that you have with people, and to all stand together to address the criminal cabal that is running this planet. If they're not addressing that situation, then what they're bringing you is very likely a distraction. You shouldn't follow people, ladies and gentlemen. You should lead yourself and lead by example in your actions and thereby create other leaders amongst your friends and the people you come into contact with. And that is most certainly what I have attempted to do with Surviving the Matrix right since its very inception in 2008. I have attempted to create leaders amongst those who listen. And it's been very gratifying, actually, to see so many people who listen to the show have then gone on to become activists on their own account. And that's what we need to be doing, folks. We need to be presenting the information to people in such a way as to create leaders amongst the people we come into contact with. And try to do it without getting stuck down rabbit holes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I know it's interesting debating over what the sun's made of, but I mean, it's an electrical universe. We know it's an electrical universe. Forget everything that they've told you. It isn't a big ball of hydrogen eating itself up. It doesn't work that way. I mean, of course, the sun operates electrically because everything operates electrically. It's an electromagnetic universe. Everything you are and everything is electric. And sure, it's interesting to investigate these things, but we have a serious situation here on planet Earth, and most especially in Western countries, because it's Western governments that are carrying out all of the damage that we see around the planet, and they're depopulating their own countries while they're doing it. I mean, we may look at the situation in Syria, we may look at the situation in Palestine, look at the situation in Sudan, look what's going on in Africa, all over the entire continent. And you'll find that it's a result of Western governments. I mean, look what's happening in Fukushima. This is the result of Western governments as well, or at least Western interests. These were GE and Westinghouse reactors that were sold to Japan. And all of these problems, folks, they're all perpetuated because we, the people of the West, won't step into our power and rein our public trustees in and take a few positive steps at fixing this place. And we have to do it. We need to pay attention. Because we do. We've got a serious situation here, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it's a situation that we could fix very, very quickly were we to simply turn our attention to it, rather than getting lost down blind alleys and getting sidetracked with different conspiracy theories, and rather than getting stuck in the spy novel version of reality. Now, rather than doing that, folks, we need to understand that history is being made right now, and we are all participating in it. And the outcome of this very, very crucial time in our history depends wholly on what action is taken by the people of this world. The thing I've been attempting to do for the last 6 years, and what many other people have also been attempting to do, is to motivate people into action. And I've taken the approach that I've taken and repeated myself so much on these shows because I firmly believe that the first course of action is for people to discover themselves or rediscover themselves. Because the real problem that we're facing is the collective coma that people are in and their inability to see the walls of the prison that is being constructed around them. Indeed, it's a prison that's already been there for a great many years, but it's very much been consolidated at the moment, and people seriously do need to pay attention to it, because were they to do so, we could fix this situation very, very quickly. One of the big problems that I've found, and one of the things that prevents us from fixing this situation, is people's willingness to give their power away. people's willingness to believe that the controlling hand is all-powerful, people's willingness to buy into the corporate logos, to buy into the sigils, to buy into the symbolism and believe that it has power over them. I say we claim it all back, ladies and gentlemen. There is nobody who has any power over me. There is nobody who has any power over you. There is no symbol that is powerful enough to affect you unless you believe it has that power and unless you give your power away. People simply have to stop believing that the controlling hand is all-powerful and that they have power over you, because it is that belief alone which grants them that power. And it's a program, ladies and gentlemen. It's a programmed attitude, it's a programmed response, and it is not real. You don't have to give your power away. You know, it's people giving their power away and people's belief that this system does have power over them that has created the entire police state that is now threatening the world and threatening mankind. It's created the environmental situations that we're facing. It's created coal seam gas mining. And it's given the coal seam gas companies the ability to trash the world the way they do, because we believe in the power of others. We don't recognize the power of ourselves, and we won't question authority. We won't question it. We won't ask the right questions in the right way. We protest, we wave placards, we get violent, we throw rocks, but we won't simply sit down and speak to these people in the right manner. I'd like to sit down and talk to the politicians. I'd like to sit down and talk to these people and have them explain to me why they believe that their silly rules they write on pieces of paper are able to exercise a right of ownership over me and destroy the planet. I'd like to have them explain it to me, preferably in front of the entire nation, and hopefully a psychiatrist who is there to give them a mental evaluation as to why they believe they have control over other people. And most especially why they believe that writing things on pieces of paper gives them the ability to destroy the planet. Perhaps that would work. Perhaps that would serve to wake people up. Some sort of a public debate with a politician whereby the nation could start hearing these questions and asking these questions themselves. Because that's the problem. It isn't just that the politicians believe that writing their silly rules on pieces of paper gives them the ability to do this stuff. It's that the general population believes it as well. So yes, maybe a public debate would work. Of course, I've probably got a fat chance of that ever happening. I remember challenging Julia Gillard to a public debate on Sydney Breakfast Radio back in 2011, but of course I never heard from her. So I may as well put the challenge out there now for a public debate with Tony Abbott, though I doubt that he has the intestinal fortitude to ever participate in such a thing either. But yes, folks, we need to take our power back, and we need to stop believing that the rules that these people write on pieces of paper actually have the ability to control our lives and actually have power over us, because they only have the power that we give them. They only have the power that we believe they have. The problem is that most people actually do believe that these rules have power. And for anybody who gets out of line, well, of course, we have the mentally inept terrorist thugs in blue uniform who are all too ready, willing, and able to beat the people into submitting to the government's will at a moment's notice. And there is one of the biggest problems that we face as well, folks, and I've said that to you many times before. Actually, the biggest threat our society faces is the lack of intelligence in our modern police forces and the willingness of these people to inflict any type of brutality they can against the population at large in order to support the agenda of the crime lords and banksters' puppets who have taken control of Western governments. It's like the world is in a state of collective hypnosis, ladies and gentlemen, and that hypnosis appears to be especially strong amongst members of the police force. And given this state of collective hypnosis that most of the world seems to be in, and given the brutish and thuggish attitude of our police forces, it becomes apparent that a respectful and united community is the only effective tool that we have against this system. And that's why I've been pushing it so much for the last 5 or 6 years, folks. The need for people to put down their stuff and unite with each other. I mean, just the state of Queensland, Australia alone, the unprecedented powers that have been granted police in this state shows a clear and present danger that the people of this country are in. And it demonstrates a clear and present need for the people to stand together to address this problem. The unfortunate thing is that there are so many people who are programmed by their television to believe that the world is a terribly dangerous place because their television says so, and that the police need these powers. They don't get out much and go to the street much and see that the violence and thugs and street crime that the television tells you exists is fiction, and that these laws are not in place to protect anybody. They're simply there to increase the control that the system has over the general population and to repress anybody who chooses to speak out or exercise a modicum of freedom. I saw a report on CNN a couple of weeks ago where they're talking about 40,000 new laws that will come into effect in the United States in 2014. Many of them related to Obamacare. I mean, what is this, folks? 40,000 more laws? And bear in mind that these aren't laws. These are pieces of legislation that are claiming to be law. And this is ridiculous, folks. 40,000 new laws? So what have we really got here? What we've got is the creation of 40,000 new crimes. That's what we have. Because every time a new law is created, a new crime is created. That's the main source of crime, folks. The main source of crime is government, because for every law that is created, a new crime is created. And if you live in a country where you have a high crime rate, it isn't usually because you have a criminal population, it's because you have a country of excessive legislation. That's the problem. So we're seeing 40,000 more crimes just created in the United States at the flick of a pen by the utterly corrupt Obama administration. Why this guy hasn't been impeached and thrown in jail years ago is beyond me, folks. I mean, he broke his oath of office as soon as he entered office. He destroyed the First Amendment as soon as he took office, and therefore he has broken his oath to uphold the Constitution. He should have been impeached and thrown in jail within the first month of being employed, but instead of that, we saw him given the Nobel Peace Prize directly as he was in the process of committing another 20,000 troops to the illegal war in Afghanistan. That was an interesting little theatrical event for the masses, wasn't it? They give him the Nobel Peace Prize and then they send him off to wage war across the world in the name of peace. And people just don't notice, and it keeps going because of the programming people receive and the state of cognitive dissonance that many of the people of this world are in, and also due to their distracted state. The kids these days especially, they are so distracted. I had a friend who went out on New Year's Eve, and he said it was quite an amazing experience because a lot of what he saw were 16 to 20-year-old kids who were sitting there texting each other on their mobile phones. This is what we have now, folks. We have a push towards transhumanism without people even knowing it. People are living within a virtual world, even within the world that they live in. And the virtual world that they immerse themselves in reduces their cognitive ability down to a small percentage of what it actually should be. And bear in mind that we are already in a state, as human beings in general, where we're operating to around about 3% of our capability, and yet within the virtual world that's being created for us, we are forced to operate within just a small percentage of even that 3%. And people are losing their life skills because of it. People are losing their ability for one-on-one communication. And everything is getting very bland. Even the internet is getting very bland. Have you noticed how most of the websites now are beginning to look like phone apps? Every website you see is getting more and more bland. And they're pushing people towards these mobile devices. They'll say to you, oh no, we're only making the websites this way because people are using their mobile devices more. No, no, they're pushing people towards using their mobile devices because this is all part of the transhumanist agenda. They've got to make this technology as portable as possible. and make it smaller and smaller and smaller so that your laptop becomes inconvenient. It's too big. You need an iPad. And then your iPad becomes too inconvenient. It's too big. You need a mobile phone, but that becomes too inconvenient. So you need something like Google Glass, but that becomes too inconvenient. So you need a microchip in your head. This is where it's going. And it's all moving towards transhumanism, and it's doing it in such a way where it looks like it's a natural progression, but really it's a controlled push towards a very, very controlling agenda. Now, I could come on here and I could tell you that everything's good. The sun has just reversed its poles. The astrological symbolism is all in place and the world is waking up, and it looks like the elite are going to be ousted from their position, and there's a huge global awakening happening, and consciousness is going to rise above all of this. But ultimately, I find that when people present that sort of a scenario to people and they attempt to make things look all positive, then people tend to just kick back and wait for the world to save itself around them, and they don't participate. And I could tell you all of those things, ladies and gentlemen, but really, even if any of them are true, the fact of the matter is that the only way human consciousness will escape from the prison that it is currently in, and the even more controlled and even more totalitarian and far worse prison that has been created for it, is if people make the conscious decision to participate in the world around them. That is the simple fact of the matter. And I believe the first step towards achieving this goal is for people to pay attention. Stop going down rabbit holes. Stop spending their time investigating issues which are completely irrelevant and which will all be answered once we regain control of our planet, and pay attention to what is happening around them and participate in the world in which they live. As I've said to you recently, there are people still investigating 9/11 and arguing over the finer details of it. We don't need to know what the finer details are, not at this point in time. All we need to know about 9/11 is the fact that the Arabs didn't do it, the fact that it was done by our governments in order to bring about the situation that we're currently in. That's all we need to know about it. And we need to do something to rectify the situation rather than arguing about the finer details of how we got here. Because once we deal with the situation that we're in, all these questions about the finer details will be answered. All the questions about our past, about all of the history that's been hidden from us for so many years, all of these things will be answered once we regain control of this world. And we need to pay attention to that, and we need to put some focus on that. Because if we don't stop arguing about it, as I've said before, we're in a position where humankind collectively is sailing off the cliff, and rather than grabbing the rudder and steering back to safe waters, we're arguing over who rigged the sails. And we need to pay attention to the fact that we are sailing off the cliff, and we need to rein the ship of state in and put it back in the right direction. And we need to construct an effective method with which to do this as soon as possible. This again is what I hope to work towards, one of the things I hope to work towards with the Full Circle Project, but I launch it later this year as well. I'd just really like to see people begin to pay attention to their surroundings. I'd like to see people putting down their stuff with the people around them, putting down their stuff with their neighbours. I'd like to see people in the alternate research community stop attacking others and start working towards creating a little bit of unity. And I'd really like to see people begin to be proactive in their communities, proactive in doing something about this situation, proactive in pushing the envelope with their governments and questioning the authority of these governments, doing it as publicly and loudly, but politely and eloquently as possible, and creating situations where you're pushing the envelope with these people. If there's legislation that comes out which is obviously infringing upon your rights to be a human being, any legislation which interferes with your moral compass, then you need to break it immediately by matter of course, just so that you can confront these people and ask them why you are required to comply with legislation which is morally reprehensible. Because you have a duty to do otherwise. It is your duty as a conscientious, caring, compassionate human being to break that legislation and to question who enacted that legislation, to hold them in breach of trust, to hold them in abuse of power, and to have them tried for human rights violations or crimes against humanity. That's the approach we need to have. Just don't back down to these people, folks. And if you see something which is obviously corrupt, then you need to stand up against it. And I'd really like to see something like that happening here in Australia, but it's very, very difficult to motivate the people of this country. I don't know what it's like in your countries, but here in Apathralia, people just seem to roll over on command. People just seem to remain too distracted by the television, by society, and by their chosen recreational activities of sport, beer, beach, or barbecue. But I am working on it. I'm going to be doing some speaking dates early in the year with Ben Stewart when he comes out. We are doing a tour with an organization called Truthology, so keep a lookout for that one. And I do also hope to be able to begin some public meetings again this year once I've finished working on the new film and it is ready for release. And that will hopefully be around March or April. Don't hold me to that, because I do have a lot of work to do on it, but that is the working plan at the moment. But I'll just have to see how I go with that one. I will try to get it out early in the year, though. I just have an awful lot on my plate at the moment. Every time I seem to start to get my head above things a little bit, I just seem to create more work for myself for some reason. I don't know why it happens, but that's just the way it is. Having recently built the website for the Full Circle Project, that has taken up quite a bit of my time. The project has actually received quite a bit of attention so far, even within the first week of it being launched. Actually, within the first 2 days of me building the website, the basic website, and as basic as it is, I was getting requests for radio interviews to discuss the project. So that was very reassuring, and it was very gratifying to see the response that the people gave to the launch of the project as well. And my sincere thanks goes out to all the people who have sent me emails about it and to all the people who have signed up for the mailing list. The Full Circle website is now up there. It is fullcirclenow.net, and there are forums there you can sign up to. There is a mission statement that you can read, and I've outlined the goals of the project, and they are quite extensive goals, but I believe they are all quite doable. It may seem a little daunting at first to people when they first visit the website and see what the goals of the project are, but I really do believe all of the goals are quite achievable, simply because all of the problems listed are a direct result of government corruption, and this government corruption can very easily be solved by the empowerment of the people of this planet. Now, folks, the disempowerment of the people, this is such an important topic. I mean, I've spoken about this so many times on these radio shows and on every interview I've done. On almost every show I've ever done, I've brought this topic up because this is such a crucial issue. You know, I've spoken to you before about the power of an idea, the power of the idea of the Full Circle Project, the power of the idea that I could be a radio host and talk to you about this stuff, the power of the idea that you can't do anything to fix this system, that you can't do anything to address the big bad government. The idea that you are powerless, the idea that you are just a little person, is this really your idea, or is this an idea that's been implanted into you? Because nothing could be further from the truth. Because all that really exists on this planet, both within and without this mechanism, as far as human life goes, is exactly that, human life, just people. It's all just people. What constrains us is a world of paper, a world where certain people have written stuff down on paper, and we believe these words on paper have put a barrier around what we can do. But why would you consider yourself to be controlled by something which is on paper? You have unalienable rights granted to you by your creator, your version of God, whatever you perceive God to be. doesn't matter what religion you may belong to. If you believe in an ultimate creator, it doesn't matter whether you're an atheist. Even if you're an agnostic, even if you're a Mason and you believe in the divine architect, you still believe that there was some type of creator. Even if you believe this is all a creation of your mind and you believe you are the creator, then you still believe that there must be some type of creator, whether it's conscious or not, whether it's just a fluke of nature, or then nature is the creator. Whatever it is. Within the space of that creation, you have unalienable rights, the same as every other man, woman, and child on this planet. The same as all life on this planet. You have these rights simply by being alive. It's a package deal. It's just part of the parcel. And that's what people need to understand. It's a set. This is just the way reality comes. This is just the way life works. There is nobody that controls you. You are absolutely sovereign unto yourself. And therefore you cannot be controlled by law. Not any man-made law. There's only one real law, and that law is do no harm. And that's the approach we need to take with all of this. Something that I want to do in the Full Circle Project is I want to start community initiatives all over the planet. One of the best things to do would be to do something positive in your community. Do something that empowers your community. Like a big giveaway day where everybody meets and you all swap stuff from your car boots. Or you all put in a community garden on public land, which is right there being unused. You just all show up and start putting this garden in because it's public land. You know, push the envelope with the councils, push the envelope with your local government, start doing things that empower your community, and then when the government comes to stop you, ask them how they believe they have the power to stop you doing something that empowers the community, and if they do believe they have the power to stop you doing something that is benefiting yourself and the people around you, then ask them where they believe they got the authority to do that came from, and inform them that if they are enacting legislation which prevents you from helping your fellow man and improving the life of those around you, then they need to show cause why they should not be held in breach of trust and removed from office. And ask them to show cause. Because if we push things in this manner as publicly as possible, these people expose themselves to the rest of the community. And look, don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying a group of people should go and dig up the local park. I mean, you've got to be sensible. You do something that's going to empower the community. That was just an idea. That was just a metaphorical example. But again, you need the numbers behind you when you do this, which is why you've got to start local drives, local initiatives to empower people. I always thought garden cooperatives were a good way to do it. But massive car boot meet and swaps would be a good thing, where there's no money changes hands. You just all meet and start giving stuff to each other. That'd be a fantastic way to start breaking down barriers in your community. Begin initiatives such as this and then get to know each other and maybe do it every weekend or every month and just break down these barriers so that suddenly your whole community starts to become friends with each other. And then you can start maybe having public meetings and leading towards something like this. I mean, be creative. There are ways to do this. There are ways to break down the barriers in your community so that you get to know the people around you, so that you've got a little bit of community strength. Because the most important thing this system does to people is keep them divided. And we have to address that. We absolutely have to break down the divisions in our community. It is the most important and most basic step that we have to take, is we have to break down these barriers that we have with each other. We've got to start demonstrating some unity. It is so imperative that we do this, that we begin to respect each other and break down these barriers so that we have the strength to stand together. We need good numbers of community behind us to do this, to stand with us. But we don't need all of the community. Again, with this movement, with the Full Circle Project, this movement we can create around the planet, we don't need everybody to participate. All we need is a good percentage of people to participate. Now, I've often said to you that there are about 3% of the world that are born psychopathic. And there are about 8% of the population who simply cannot be programmed, simply cannot be brainwashed, simply cannot be controlled by others. They don't fall into the category of sheeple. for want of a better word. And 8%, folks, that's a lot of people. 8% of 7 billion people is a lot of people. And all we really need to do with the Full Circle Project is reach that 8% and provide that 8% with a platform by means of which they can network, they can work together, and we can start working to affect positive change in our own communities by empowering those around us. Because all of the so-called sheeple, for want of a better word again, all of these people who are still asleep and locked within the matrix, most of these people are not psychopathic. Most of these people are good people. I believe that basic human consciousness is good. I believe people are basically good. People are basically kind-hearted. People want to help each other. So every single one of these people who is still asleep and who is still locked into the matrix is a potential ally for the 8% of people who cannot be programmed, the 8% of those who are truly awake, the light workers, if you will, for want of a better word. All of these people who are asleep have the potential to become part of this 8% and to help this 8% expand. All of these people have the potential to wake up to the realization that this could be a far better world and to help to make it a better world through a simple mechanism of self-empowerment and asking the right questions in the right way and demanding the right answers. And not worrying about the legal restraints that are put on you, because these legal restraints are fiction. These are man-made law which interfere with your sovereign rights as a living, sentient human being. Because law cannot interfere with your sovereignty, because sovereignty is not subject to law. Sovereignty is the author and source of law. And there can be no limitations on the sovereign rights of humanity. And certainly none that have been imposed by other forms of humanity and those other sentient life forms that exist within humanity. None is able to impose their will upon another unless by the direct consent of the other. Anything else is slavery. And slavery is illegal under any law, even under common law and under divine law, in any country on this planet. I think this year is the year that we need to make a difference. This is the year we need to really begin to pay attention to our surroundings, and we need to step up to the plate. This is the year we need to rock the boat. This is the year we need to empower the other members of our community with the memory of who and what they are and the knowledge of what they could achieve if they were to choose to participate in reforming this world, or at least reforming the structure of this society. And look, I'm not suggesting revolution. I'm not suggesting we tear the system down. All I'm asking for is honesty, integrity, and accountability. And there's no point waiting for the system to investigate itself and to fix the problems that the system itself has created. We have to take action ourselves. It's come to that time in history when it's humanity's turn to step up to the plate. It's humanity's turn to take responsibility for themselves. And there is a certain amount of urgency in us doing so, ladies and gentlemen. That's another thing why people shouldn't be getting stuck down rabbit holes all the time and investigating who killed the Kennedys and trying to figure out whether the sun is electric or not. I mean, it's all very well, but we really do have a serious situation on this planet that needs our immediate attention. I mean, the people of Queensland, Australia here are in a state of clear and present danger because of the sweeping powers that have been given to Queensland Police. This, of course, as I think I've mentioned before, is in preparation for the meeting of the CEOs of the Global Slavery System, which is occurring in Queensland, Australia in November. That is the G20 summit. And, of course, I think because the Commonwealth Games may be being staged here sometime in the next couple of years as well. But, of course, now that the police have these powers, don't think that they're going to be revoked anytime soon. And not only will they not be revoked, they will be seen as being such a resounding success in Queensland that they'll be carried out and extrapolated out across the rest of Australia before too much longer. You can guarantee that this is the way it's going to go. And as this system of debt slavery continues to implode more and more, you're going to see more and more people become impoverished, more and more people become homeless, and then the police with these new sweeping powers are going to come sweeping down upon these people. And the situation has the potential to get really bad because these types of laws are so open to abuse that it beggars belief that they would be enacted. Well, it doesn't really beggar belief because the reason they have been enacted is, of course, because they are so open to abuse. And this is what the powers that believe they be want the police to be inflicting upon the general population because, as I said, things are going to get a lot worse economically and they need to be able to give the police the ability to mop up these useless eaters and discarded members of our society in a timely and efficient manner. This is, of course, the way economic growth and austerity work hand in hand to further the objectives of Agenda 21 and create a two-class society consisting of the workers and the elite, with only the might of an extremely subservient and obedient police force of extremely low intellect trained to never question authority that stands between them. And well, call me finicky, but I think people seriously need to pay attention to these issues. As I said previously, folks, I think that this year is going to be a year of change. But if this change is to occur, it's going to take the participation of the people. We've got to stop giving our power away, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to start remembering who and what we are. We've got to start reining our public trustees back into their correct position as public servants, as employees of the people, and not as the self-styled rulers that they have become. And our very future depends on doing this. And I've really had it with this system. To be honest, folks, I want to be free. And I'm going to be free, and I'm going to live my life free, or else I will die in the attempt. I'm simply not going to take a backward step to corruption and legal fiction anymore. Because let's face it, folks, complying with this system is simply an exercise in stupidity. That's all it is. Well, I've had enough of this stupidity, ladies and gentlemen, and I will not comply with stupidity any longer, and I'm going to take some steps to encourage the rest of the world to stop complying with stupidity as well. Because by complying with stupidity and by complying with this corrupt system, all we are doing is being led down the path to our own destruction, and I will simply be led there no longer. I want to work to rally the people and create a global movement that puts the balance of power back in the hands of the people. I'm not calling for any revolution. I'm not calling to overthrow any governments. What I'm calling for is accountability. What I'm calling for is honesty and integrity. And unfortunately, these are two qualities which do not exist within the current political arena. And that's something that we need to do something about. I've said before that I think government would be much better if there were no politicians involved. We don't need politicians in government. We need responsible administrators of high integrity. We don't need people throwing one-liners at each other and finding the best compromise. We don't need rhetoric and trivium. We need real people working to improve our society, not hinder its progression and hamper its creativity. Because that's what we have at the moment, folks. That's all this system does, is squash humankind into a box and prevent people from being all that they could be. And it works very, very hard to keep people in this box and keep people under control. And this year, the gloves just have to come off. You know, it's gotten down to a matter of necessity, ladies and gentlemen. It really has. We can't continue this way. We can't just allow the world to be destroyed around us. We can't allow the people of our world to be brutalized by public employees any longer. We have to take the matter in hand. And if we don't, then we deserve the prison that we are allowing to be created around us. But the problem is that it isn't us that is going to have to suffer living in this prison. It is our children that are going to have to suffer, because if we fail to act, it is they who are going to have to suffer the consequences of that inaction. You know, this is a beautiful world, ladies and gentlemen, and it has the potential to be a vibrant place, a place of freedom and abundance for all life on this earth. The only thing that has prevented this from happening is this corporate economic model that has been superimposed over people's minds. And it's time to cast the shackles aside. It really is. It's time to question these politicians, question the authority of these people at every single occasion, and create waves in your community. And if they choose to exercise authority over you, don't back down to these people because they have no authority. The only reason they get away with what they do is because we're disunited and thus we are disempowered. And so that's where the focus has to be. That's where the focus has been on all of my shows for so many years now. It's always been on empowering the individual. Because once the individual is empowered with the knowledge of who and what they are, and really that's all it is, it's really that simple. It's just people remembering who and what they are, but once they are empowered with this knowledge, then this system will cease to exist. The system cannot do anything against an empowered human being. It simply can't, because the system exists within a fictional reality. The whole system is fiction. It only exists on paper. It only affects you and it only has power over you because you grant it that power through your belief that the system is real. And any person operating within the system who believes they can control you is merely someone who is exercising a right of ownership over you, and that is called slavery. And slavery is illegal under any law in any country. If I'm forced to perform any task, if I'm forced to perform anything against my will, if I'm forced to comply with any contract that I don't even know I'm a party to, if I'm forced to pay taxes, if I'm forced to obey certain road rules that aren't there to provide safety, they're simply there to provide control, if I'm required to not walk on the grass or to do anything that I'm told at all, then I exist in this reality as a slave. And that is the way it is. If I have to comply to the wishes of anybody at all who is not myself, then I am a slave. But I will not comply with the wishes of anybody apart from myself because I will no longer be a slave. My purpose here on this planet is to be free and to help others become free and to lead by example in what I do and to give all that I can to people. My role here is to improve reality by my presence in it, regardless of what rules any politician has written on any piece of paper. These things are not real to me. They're fiction. They're somebody else's idea of what I should do. But I don't need their idea. I don't need a nanny state. I don't need to be looked after by anybody. I can look after myself. In fact, that is what I'm here to learn how to do. I'm here to become myself in all that I can be. In every aspect that is available to me, the same as every other man, woman, and child on this planet. That's what we are here to do, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to experience ourselves and to live the art of our own lives. And all this system has done is curtail that experience and push the human experience into a control grid controlled by somebody else. And as for myself, well, I will no longer comply and I will no longer take a backward step. That's just the position that I find myself in. And it's a position that I find myself in out of necessity because the world is deteriorating rapidly. And as I said, I will not go down with it. I will live my life free. And if I can't live my life free, then fine, take me out. I would prefer to die because whatever place that I go to, the transitional place where I await the next existence, is certainly better than living in this one as a debt slave who is forced to comply with the will of others every moment of their life. And I will simply not comply with this slavery system one moment longer. I've had enough. And I know there are a great many other people who feel the same as I do. So that's it, folks. This year the gloves come off. This is what the Full Circle Project is all about. But the Full Circle Project requires the participation of everybody. I can't do it on my own. If you're somewhere out there in your local community and you want to make a difference and you need a platform with which to do it, you need a means of organizing the people in your community, that's what this project is about. If you have an idea that you want to bring to the table, an idea that no one's listened to you about before, go and post it in the forums on the Full Circle website. Show other people your idea. Let's see if we can tailor it into something that's workable. Everybody put their ideas on the table because we all have a piece of the puzzle and we all have some input into this situation and what we can do to emancipate ourselves from this situation. The problem is, though, it can't just be emancipating the individual. We have to do it for everybody. There's no good me taking steps to become a free man on the land or anything like that, because if I do, I've still left the rest of society in prison, and the prison that that society is creating is what is destroying the world, and even if I were to make myself free, the system would eventually come for me because I left everybody else in there. I don't want to rise from the masses, folks. I want to rise with the masses. But the masses have to want to rise, and they have to be prepared to participate in affecting this rise. People can live their lives as slaves if they want, but if they want to be free, they have to do it themselves. They have to stand up and claim that freedom. I can't do it for you. I can't free you. I can't save the world on my own. I can point out things to people. I can make a noise, which I have been. I've been making as much noise as I possibly can, but I cannot change things on my own. I am not the salvation of this planet. I'm not your salvation. I'm not your leader. I'm not your representative. I'm simply one man who has chosen to use my voice to speak out and help others wake up to the power that they have inside themselves. But I can't free you. Only you can free you. And all you need to do to free yourself is to know that you are free. That's all it takes, folks. Just know that you are free, and know that the people you are dealing with every day, those who believe they have control over you, are just people. The system they're attempting to use against you is fiction. It only exists on paper. And if you question these people in the right way and you stand in the integrity of your flesh and never think that you're a corporate entity, never think you are the name on your birth certificate, know what you are. You are divine infinite consciousness inhabiting a vessel for the experience. That's what you are. You are completely unique and you are completely sovereign, and there is nobody who has any power over your consciousness nor any control over the vessel that you are inhabiting for this conscious experience. That is the understanding you need to have, because that understanding is an incredibly powerful tool that you can use to emancipate yourself from this system, and you can help others discover their own selves so that they can do the same. That's the key, folks. That is the ticket out of this system, is for you to know who and what you are. All I can do is help you walk towards the door, but I cannot open the door for you. I cannot walk through the door for you, and I cannot deliver your freedom to you. And the only one who is capable of delivering that freedom to you is yourself. But you first have to know that it exists. You first have to know that it's real. You first have to know yourself and truly, truly know yourself and know where that spark of life comes from. Know what you are. Know what you're here to do. Know what the art of your life is and work to experience that and achieve greatness in yourself, in being yourself to your greatest potential. That's what you're here to do, folks. That's what we're all here to do. And it's time we woke up and did something about this situation that we're in. And this is a year. We have the opportunity to do this year, folks. We have not only the opportunity, we also have the necessity to do it. It's time we paid attention and made a difference. And so I ask everybody to please get on board the Full Circle Project. This is the year, folks. We can do this. This is the year we take mankind full circle back to what we should be. And we realign ourselves to the natural state of abundance to which we should be in and to which we are all entitled. Well, I think we've reached the end of the show here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Today's been a very passionate show because I've addressed topics that are very close to my heart, and I really hope that people take the message on board and work to make some difference themselves in their own lives, because we can do it together. Thank you to anybody who has ever offered a contribution to the Crow House or the Inner Lakesh Foundation. Thank you to all those people who are supporting the Full Circle Project. This is going to be a huge year, folks, and I really do believe we have the potential to make a real difference with this, so thank you for getting on board. But that is it for me now. I'm completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.